Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the Players Platform Show. Today we're heading out west to Washington State, and we're going to be speaking with their anchor of the offensive line, Riley Sorensen. Riley, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like kind of knowing that, you know, your time, you know, at Washington State with the Cougars is kind of come and gone, and, you know, no more college campus, no more, you know, teammates, all that stuff. You're kind of focusing on the NFL now.
Oh, it's kind of weird, to be honest, but I'm embracing the change. It's definitely a process, just kind of getting out of college, getting out of the whole college life and everything. But I'm excited for what the future holds.
Definitely, you know, and usually probably about a good month from now, probably late March, mid March, going into April when we're doing the shows, we kind of joke around with the kids because spring ball's starting to pick up. And a lot of the guys say they wake up in the morning and kind of have the night sweats because they think they're missing practice. But, you know, once they kind of, you know, come out of their funk and they wake up, they realize, oh, I don't have to be at practice, you know. But usually you're doing your combine prep and you got so many other things going on. Anyways, I'm curious, I mean, for you, I mean, obviously, this beginning of the year, you get diagnosed. I mean, what's it like just going through all the adversity and kind of just keeping the mindset that just keep driving forward?
I mean, it wasn't easy. That's just something I take pride in. I take pride in my mental fortitude when it comes to stuff like that, and I can stay focused on what needs to be focused on and kind of put things that don't necessarily need my attention right at the moment on the back burner and just take care of what I need to take care of.
Definitely. Well, you've definitely you said mental fortitude. You were definitely the ace with that, being able to kind of, you know, come out how you have and being productive as diligent at the position, especially as a thinking position. I mean, all positions are thinking, but, I mean, you're definitely the second QB on that line, one of Mel Kiper's top 10 centers. I'm sure that's a nice thing to hear when Kiper respects what you're doing at the collegiate level. No matter what level you play at, Riley, I mean, it could be D1, it could be D2, D3, JUCO. You know, until you arrive on campus, you really don't know how things are going to pan out for you in terms of you adapting and kind of being successful. But, you know, at what point of your collegiate career does the idea kind of start to settle in that, you know what, I'm playing well, I'm having some great games against great talent, and you have a shot at playing in the NFL when it's all said and done?
I would say that when I was first starting my sophomore year, I started off a little rough. I mean, that's going to happen. First time playing, I didn't get the red shirt. So I was playing against some guys then, and I was feeling like I was handling myself pretty well. And going into my junior year, I was really starting to just gain confidence in myself and my abilities. And that's when it kind of came to like, yeah, I can play with these guys. I can play with the best of these guys, and I can definitely, in my opinion, I could definitely play at the next level, and I'm definitely going to give that a shot.
Definitely, and obviously you're giving it a shot, and you're right there in the thick of it. For you, I mean, kind of talk about, I mean, you know, what makes you special? I mean, there's a lot of things that go into being a top lineman, but, I mean, what are those traits? The scouts are breaking down film of Riley Sorensen. I mean, what are those home run qualities where they're just going to kind of fall in love with you and you know, take a shot on you?
Well, I take pride in, again, my mental toughness. I take pride in my I'm a smart guy. I'm very easily coachable. We pass pro a lot, so that kind of helps with a lot of the NFL nowadays. So I'm very I'm very fluent at pass pro. So I feel like those are all qualities that are very good selling qualities of myself.
Nice. Definitely. And I'm glad you kind of really gave us a wide range of stuff. You know, Riley, we pose that question all the time to everybody that comes on the show, and, you know, sometimes guys just say, you know, I love football. I'm like, come on, man, that's, you know, this is your Players Platform Show. I mean, you know, I mean, scouts do listen in, and you just say you love football. I'm like, I think we kind of got that point. I mean, I hope you love football, but great response to that question. Does anything go unnoticed that film can't kind of, you know, relate to? I mean, leadership qualities. Maybe you're a game film junkie. Maybe you're a workout warrior in the weight room. What are some of those characteristics that are positive things that scouts need to know about that they're not necessarily going to see if they pop on tape?
I would definitely say that I watch a lot of film. I try to – I sometimes might watch a little too much, to be honest with you. I try to really get, like, kind of analyze what the – like situations with the D line and how like the nose guard's going to play in certain situations and kind of what, if his hand's going what way, he's going to go that way. Kind of sometimes a little too much, but I take pride in being prepared.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with, you know, the Marines have a saying, luck is a process of, you know, design. And like I said, I think that's twofold. And when it comes to film study, I mean, know what your opponent's doing. That's just kind of putting that extra work in. Not necessarily, you know, this is, I mean, you're a lineman, you know, when we ask this position or this question to some other guys at skill positions, it might translate into different type of plays, but does any impactful play come to your mind where you kind of spent the whole week studying film, Saturday rolls around? I don't know, maybe you ask the quarterback to make an adjustment or maybe you pick up a key block. I mean, but somewhere along that line of game film study that you made a big play to share with us?
I will say it wasn't really with film study. Film study helped, definitely. It was during the Oregon game. We were trying to run zone through the front door the whole game. And then in like the middle of third quarter, I was just talking to our O-line coach, like, I mean, we should just wash everybody. They're washing over so hard. Let's just hit it in the back and let's see what happens. And then we did that the next play. We hit like a 35-yard touchdown. So I thought that was kind of cool.
There you go, man. That's why we asked the question. I love kind of getting some insight in them. I'm sure the Washington State fans out there appreciate knowing that because they're probably all recollected. Right when you said that, they remember seeing that play and obviously, you know, went wild. What are you going to miss, you know, most about being a Cougar? I mean, kind of take us on campus. I mean, a typical day. I mean, you know, what are your hobbies? What are your passions besides loving the game of football?
Shoot, I don't really do a whole lot, to be honest. I don't really have time for much. I go to school, I just work out, play football. I play some video games here and there, try to relax. I'm not really a nightlife kind of party guy. You can ask anybody about that. That's not really me. I am going to miss just the atmosphere of Pullman. It's really a special place. It's small enough to where you get to know a lot of people. You know a lot of people just by seeing them around. But it's big enough to where you can have your privacy if you want it. And, I'm just really going to miss the city and just the guys, just the whole team atmosphere.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure it's an exciting time, especially playing at a program like Washington State. A lot of memories to carry with you moving forward. I'm curious, Riley. I mean, I see so many different heights and weights when I'm kind of checking you out and looking on the internet. I mean, since we have you on the show, I mean, what is your height right now? And what are you weighing in at?
I'm 6'4", flat. That was measured by the NFL people, so I hope I'm not less than that because that's what they got me at when they were doing
it. It could happen.
It could happen.
Trust me.
And right now I'm about three. What were you saying?
Through what? No, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm weighing about 326 right now, 325. I'm trying to get down to about somewhere between 315, 320 by pro day and just keep going down from there because I'm a little heavy right now. Put a little heavy this season.
Worst pro day.
Lack of summer, that definitely hurt that.
Huh. What's pro day for you?
Pro day is March 9th, I want to say.
Oh, nice. I ain't going to lie because this is your player's platform show, but we just had the guest previous to you, his pro day is March 30th, and I just I know if I was going through this process, I kind of wanted to be like, you know, beginning of March, March 9th, anything past the 15th,
yeah.
I think I would
get
mental on it. Yeah, so I try to be nice and just say, hey, that's great, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, that's bad. I don't know. It just seems like, ugh.
Yeah, it's just,
but March 9th, Yeah, but yeah, like the March 9th, that's kind of like perfect because you got away from school, you got to start to do your combine prep. You're starting to get hyped up, and you know you're not going to kind of lose that bubble burst of momentum. You know you're still focused, and like I said, it's a great time. Excuse me. And when you look at Pro Day and compared, you know, I mean, you have so much great game film. I mean, is it kind of bizarre knowing that, you know, some of the impact that you're going to have on scouting departments comes, you know, as how many times you're going to do a rep at 225? Is that kind of bizarre a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I can see where it would apply a little, but, I mean, it can only do so much. We're not bench pressing people every single play. We're playing football.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You're correct on that. And like I said, it's part of the process, but like I said, it, nonetheless, you have to do it, and it's what they ask for.
Yeah.
And getting back real quick to that height, I've been doing this a long time. I've been at a lot of weigh-ins. I've spoken to a lot of kids. And you do get shorter, I think, is the closer you get. And so don't be disappointed if they do. Dude, I'm just preparing you for the worst. It just seems like
that's just a pride thing.
Yeah. So, but don't get discouraged. That's all I'm giving you a heads up. Yeah. Well, hey, man, you've been doing enough. I know mentally you're going to prepare for it, but like I said, man, I'll be outside the weigh-ins down at the Shrine game. Kids are coming out. Like, they put me at 6'2". I'm not 6'2". And, you know, you talk to them at the combine, now they're 6'1". And they're like, I lost an inch. So, you know, that's what they do. I don't know why, but it makes them happy. Once again, Riley Sorensen here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft with one of the guys Mel Kiper says is a top 10 center. I kind of put him in the 7-8 range if I was doing my personal rankings. And that's change of direction there. But before we let you go, my man, we always like to throw some off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, Coach Leach, he's been on the show plenty of times. He's one of the kinder guys to us here at the C2P. But with that said, he's one of the iconic coaches at the collegiate level. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Leach? And if they do they do it in front of him?
Isaac Dotson has the best Coach Leach impression I've ever seen. It's to a point where because he'll do it sometimes after games, because Coach Leach will say bring it up after games, then he'll say it right after, and if you're not looking, it sounds like him. It's crazy.
That's great. That is pretty cool, man. That's great. That's great. Love Coach Leach. Absolutely one of my favorites. Excuse me. And female celebrities, Riley, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Okay, I probably have to go with, maybe like Sharapova or something, because she's tall, she's athletic. She's obviously great looking, so I think that's what I'd have to do.
I like that, man. I love it when I get a new name. I love it. Like I said, if we do so many shows and we get the same names, it's just like, ugh. Yeah, great, great, great response there. I like a little change of pace. And this is kind of exclusive to offensive linemen because you guys are the big guys up front, and you guys are known to be big eaters. Could be you or one of your teammates. I mean, if you guys are going out for a meal, which guy in that Cougars offensive line is just hands down the biggest eater?
Oof. That's a great question. I would say it definitely was Andre, our left tackle, because he was so light, so he had to eat a lot all the time. I'm not sure he's really slowed down on that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's probably between him and maybe Cole Madison, our tackles. They definitely can throw back a lot of food.
Excellent stuff. I love it. It's one of my favorite questions. Every time we get a lineman on, we get to use that question. So it's always a fun one hearing what they're able to put down. And we've got some crazy stories, Riley, let me tell you. And then the final question for you, my man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He sprays and puts the themes on the shoes. If you could have any of your cleats or spikes painted, what kind of theme would you want on those?
Oof. Okay, that's a tough one. I'd probably have to think of something. I'd probably think of something as like a, as like kind of like a homage to my parents type of thing. I'd probably do something like that, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing I
could
really think of.
Yeah, I can see that, man. Oh, definitely, definitely, man. Well, hey, we always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man. Fabulous career. Can't wait to see where you land at the next level. With that said, man, we appreciate you sharing your time with us today.
I appreciate you guys giving me this opportunity.
From it all. Once again, that is Riley Sorensen, the standout Washington State center. And like I said, this kid really has a lot to bring to the table. And ironically, or I shouldn't say ironically, but when it comes to centers, I'm